You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are yet to reach some devastated areas after a powerful earthquake flattened houses and toppled bridges on the Indonesian island of Lombok. It's the second earthquake in a week to hit the tourist island. The first, on July the 29th, killed 16 people and damaged hundreds of houses, some of which collapsed during Sunday evening's 6.9 magnitude quake. Before flying home, this tourist spoke about the experience.
The building was collapsing, so there were rocks falling on me and I was stuck. And when I fell, I opened my knee. But now I have 4 stitches on my knee and I can't walk, but my friends helped me.
More than half of the homes were destroyed or severely damaged in several districts of Lombok. The ruins of a mosque that collapsed in Lading Lading village while people prayed inside is being pulled apart in search of victims. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is in Indonesia for a meeting and has told Channel 9 there are no Australian casualties.
There are no reports of any Australian casualties or serious injury. We are providing consular support to a number of Australians. We have sent 5 of our consular staff from Jakarta and our Bali consulate to Lombok, and they are working with the Australians who are in need of assistance, but there are no reports of Australian casualties. Our thoughts are clearly with the people of Indonesia, the people of Lombok, and we are working closely with the Indonesian authorities to provide whatever assistance we can. We also have responsibility for Canadians under a consular agreement, so we're looking out for Canadians as well.
Australian consular staff are working alongside Indonesian authorities to ensure holidaymakers trapped on the Gili Islands are safely evacuated. And Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton was on Lombok at the time of the earthquake and has told Channel 7 he expects the death toll to continue to rise.
Given the experience that we had there on the night, it's not surprising. We were staying in a hotel. We were staying on the 6th floor. There was a reception dinner for the counter-terrorism conference that we were at on the 12th floor when the earthquake struck. So the building rocked, swayed violently. Obviously, the lights went out momentarily, and we were eventually able to evacuate through the stairwell, but there'd been significant structural damage to the building, and when you look at the damage around otherwise, we were fortunate that the building itself didn't collapse.
Rescuers are continuing to use diggers and heavy machinery in their search for survivors. But the National Disaster Mitigation Agency says it too expects the death toll to rise once the rubble of more than 13,000 houses is cleared. Tourists have fled Lombok Island in the aftermath of the quake, leaving around 1,000 people stranded at the local airport. The island has experienced more than 100 aftershocks since the second earthquake hit on Sunday, and experts have warned of further strong aftershocks of up to magnitude 6. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Sutopo Purwo Nugroho says major evacuations have been done.
Kita mendapat informasi dari lapangan, tim SAR gabungan yang dikoordinir oleh Basarnas.
We have received information from the field that the search and rescue team, coordinated by the National Search and Rescue Agency, has managed to evacuate 2,000 to 2,700 tourists, both foreign and local. They're from 3 islands, Gili Trawangan, Gili Meno, and Gili Ayer, all evacuated to the Bangsal port in northern Lombok. Then, from northern Lombok, they're taken to Mataram, as they will fly home via flights from Lombok International Airport. Those who are staying in hotels.
Ada juga masyarakat atau wisatawan yang tetap tinggal ada di beberapa hotel.
Fears of a tsunami have also caused more people to flee. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.